When your summer is missing more than just a vacation, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bright Crawlers, the worm's soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors bring every road trip, beach day, and ball game to life. So when you need a little vacation from the ordinary, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way to amp up your summer. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way. When your summer is missing more than just a vacation, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are there to give you a thrill. With varieties like Trolley Sour Bursting Crawlers, the worm's soft and chewy texture, surprising flavor combinations, and neon bright colors bring every road trip, beach day, and ball game to life. So when you need a little vacation from the ordinary, Trolley Sour Gummy Worms are the perfect way to amp up your summer. Shop now for any trolley that crawls your way.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
These days, it's hard to find common ground with left-wingers. They have rejected the Constitution. They've rejected what it is to be an American. They're trying to redefine it, and many of us don't want to go along. I'd say the majority don't want to go along. Let me give an example of some of these stories that basically define my divisions with these socialists and these Marxists. These are not exclusively the only reasons. They're just part of this mosaic that tells me that I, as a conservative, have nothing in common with anti-American Democrats and leftists. From the Politico, judge limits Biden administration, should say Biden regime, judge limits Biden regime contact with social media firms. The ruling and order are the latest developments in a long-running lawsuit spearheaded by Republican-led states. A federal judge in Louisiana ruled Tuesday that Joe Biden and his regime likely violated the First Amendment by censoring unfavorable views on social media over the course of the China virus pandemic, calling the efforts Orwellian. U.S. District Court Judge Terry Doughty, I believe is how you pronounce his name, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, also issued a sweeping preliminary injunction barring numerous federal officials and agencies, including Surgeon General Vivek Murthy, Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra, or as Biden would call him, Javier Baccaria, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, and all employees of the Justice Department and FBI from having any contact with social media firms for the purpose of discouraging or removing First Amendment protected speech. Folks, the primary reason why I have a job, the primary reason why we are Americans, is because we value the ability for folks to have their say. If you don't agree with somebody's free speech, then you have free speech to disagree with them. The solution has never been silence that free speech, but it's what the Democrats have been doing, and why I have nothing in common with socialist Marxist Democrats who would deny people's free speech. The ruling and order from Doughty, an appointee of former President Donald Trump, the latest developments in a long-running lawsuit spearheaded by Republican-led states alleging that the Biden regime pressured social media companies to remove posts containing purported misinformation about the China virus. Misinformation is anything that gets in the way of the Democrats' agenda. That's what they label as misinformation. Free speech should not be interfered with by government anywhere in the United States of America. Then there's this report out of Breitbart. Biden aides told to ignore Hunter's estranged daughter in the grandchildren count. This is sick. This is absolutely sick. Beijing Biden's aides were reportedly instructed to ignore Hunter Biden's estranged daughter when numbering his grandchildren. Recent in-depth report by none other than the New York Times profiled Hunter Biden's former lover, London Roberts, and her quest to reach a child support settlement with their daughter, Navy Joan, The report confirmed the pair's daughter will not be taking the Biden surname. Good on her. It's probably going to do her good in the long run, which Hunter's legal team requested, and also confirmed that Roberts will be taking some of Hunter's paintings, which have gone for a price tag of $500,000. Who the hell would pay for paintings like that? Must be political donors that would pay for that garbage. As Breitbart News reported multiple times, the Biden White House has routinely ignored the president's granddaughter by saying he has six grandchildren instead of seven. The New York Times confirmed that the president's aides were specifically instructed to ignore his seventh grandchild. Quote, his public image is centered around his devotion to his family, including to Hunter, his only surviving son. In strategy meetings in recent years, aides have been told that the Bidens have six, not seven grandchildren, according to two people familiar with the discussions. The White House did not respond to questions about the case, in keeping with how officials have answered questions about Biden's family before. What does it say about a man? That little child did nothing wrong. As a grandfather, that you wouldn't acknowledge your own blood, your own relative, simply because it was politically inconvenient for you. What a piece of trash Beijing Biden is, along with his son. The trashy apple didn't fall too far from the tree. Speaking of a piece of garbage, Rashida M.F. Tlaib, this is the potty-mouthed, leftist, Marxist sympathizer of radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorists. The Anti-Defamation League chief is ripping Congresswoman Rashida M.F. Tlaib over her slander of Israel, writes the Daily Wire. Jonathan Greenblatt, the CEO of the Anti-Defamation League, chastised Representative Rashida M.F. Tlaib, Democrat from Michigan, for her critique about Israel launching a military operation in the West Bank city of Jenin. Their clash took place Monday on Twitter after M.F. Tlaib, a Palestinian-American and member of the leftist squad in the House, reacted to video footage posted by Al Jazeera English that seemed to show an Israeli bulldozer destroying a street in a Jenin refugee camp. The post from Al Jazeera English also noted that Palestinian officials say that the road destruction has hindered their ability of ambulances to reach injured people. And so M.F. Tlaib believes Al Jazeera, a terrorist propaganda arm. Quote, Israeli forces are now blocking ambulances from reaching the dozens of wounded Palestinians after at least eight people were killed in Jenin, Tlaib said in a tweet. Congress must stop funding this violent Israeli apartheid regime. Greenblatt reacted by accusing Tlaib of spreading falsehoods and echoing what the Israeli Defense Force has said about the operation, that the IDF is striking terrorist infrastructure while conducting a counterterrorism operation in the area. Even for Tlaib, said Greenblatt, the level of dishonesty here is truly staggering. For starters, it's a complete fiction. But equally important, this was a targeted action against armed terrorists who brutally murdered innocents, recklessly hid weapons under a mosque, and intentionally located their ops center next to a school, he added. By the way, folks, these tactics by radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorists are nothing new and apparently supported by Rashida M.F. Tlaib. So you can see why, as we just celebrated last Tuesday, our nation's birthday, why it's hard to find some common ground with these people who call themselves Democrats, who are really terrorist-supporting Marxist-Leninists. But there are folks out there who have not given up hope on repairing the damage the Democrats have done to unity in this country. And some of those folks are driven by God, driven by a love of the United States of America. On the 4th of July, I was privileged to sit down with a man who created an American iconic song, God Bless the USA. Lee Greenwood visits the Salcedo Storm podcast next.
And now a word word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government. Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation, or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to texasscorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
Folks, on the 4th of July, I had the opportunity to catch up with Lee Greenwood. He's the artist behind the iconic song, God Bless the USA. Believe it or not, the song turned 40 years old this year. And as you country music fans can attest, Lee Greenwood is a country music legend. And here's what it sounded like when we greeted Lee Greenwood to the Chris Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Thank you very much, Chris. Good to talk to you.
And great to talk to you as well, sir. God Bless the USA, as I said, it's iconic. Sung by politicians and citizens alike. Was this a song that was in your head rattling around for years, or was it a moment of inspiration that caused you to put pen to paper and write it down?
Well, we're both. Born in California, raised on a sharecropper's farm, recognized, you know, the commitment of the military early on. I was a drum major from a high school marching band, and we marched right alongside the military for most of the parades we were in. I left home at 17 and went to Nevada, started in Reno and Lake Tahoe, and then worked in the casinos for 20 years. I dealt cards in the casinos and really didn't have much contact with the outside world. I mean, you know, there's a bubble around Nevada. And then, I don't know, I sort of kept my eye on the goal. You know, and I finally got a break to go to Nashville, Tennessee, and start my country music career. That was in 1979. I don't know, and I never forgot about wanting to do something, you know, for the country, for the military. I didn't serve. My father was in the Navy right after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And so I get to Tennessee. I meet the girl of my dreams. We've been married 31 years this year. And Kim and I have two wonderful sons, both born in Nashville, Tennessee. And I'm the American dream, you know. I'm like, and I look at all of that, and I turn the clock back and wonder why I had, you know, the wherewithal to write God Bless the USA, which I did in 1983 in the back of my bus one day when we were touring. I think it was just an event may have happened that evening after a show. I generally, you know, would sit up with the driver for a while and watch the highway, and then it was just something that came to me. It was something I needed to do at the moment.
Well, you know, 1983, we were in coming into the second year of the Reagan administration. Compare America in your mind back then in 1983. I felt safer having Ronald Wilson Reagan in the White House. Compare that America to today's America under the Biden regime.
Oh, it's tough. I mean, there are a lot of things that are different. The thing that's different is we have a different America. We have an immigration crisis. We are the people who came here as immigrants in years past came here to assimilate. And now it seems like the attitude is come here and change America. Now, change is good, but not always. And so I think as we look at how the administration handles our international crisis, I'm so disappointed in the people that are running the country. And I'm hoping we have an honest election to bring back the things that are most meaningful to everyone, and that is the personal family safety, our military and its strength, because strength gives us safety, and a lot of things, you know, just the attitude of the culture.
Well, I am so glad you brought up this idea, this notion of 6.5 estimated, because the current government is hiding the numbers from the American people of illegal aliens coming into the country, and they're not coming here to be Americans. They're coming here to change the United States. As you look over at France, they did the same thing. The European Union did the same thing to the European capitals of the world. And now you're seeing that country on fire. Do you fear that might be our future?
No, I'm a little more optimistic than that, Chris. I believe that there's going to be a turnaround. Parents teach their children, and then children get the message. So you have to make sure that the next generation of parents teach their children that freedom is the ultimate sunrise, you know, for a population, for a country, for a generation or two or three. I forget who said it, but they said, you know, that we only protect this country, and we're one generation away from losing democracy.
Yep.
And so I'm hopeful. I'm optimistic. I will continue to uplift the country for every moment that I can with the people that I know, such as Tony Orlando and Gary Sinise, and what we represent and raising the flag. You know, I stand for the flag and I kneel for God, and that is my message to most people.
Amen. Lee Greenwood, an iconic voice in country music for decades now, folks. This year, his smash hit, God Bless the USA, turns 40 years old. And in that vein, the unifying concepts of Americanism, Americanism is unifying in and of itself, celebrating our liberty, our free speech, our freedom of religion, strong national defense, the rule of law. Those concepts apparently now divide us because there are two sides of this country, one on one side opposing all of those things and one on the other side supporting all those things. How do we get back to having Americanism be a unifying principle in this country?
I think you just have to continue to preach the message. I think that as young people grow up, I have two sons. One is currently in New York City with his wife, and he has a PhD from Vanderbilt in pathology and immunology, and he's a smart kid. And they went into Canada, and they've had come back into the United States, and he will be there in New York City for the celebration today of the independence of America in 247 years, and he's a somewhat of a liberal. I mean, but I was too at his age, and so maybe it's just you have to grow up to understand and be mature enough to grasp what the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence meant to the people who built this country, and I think that I'm just so optimistic about it. I'm quite sure that, you know, every time you see the fireworks displays over the flag in a city across America, no matter who you are, you can't help but have your heart beat with a positive pulse, just knowing that this country is free. And the reason you're going to be able to do that, because we have a strong military and we have a legacy of celebrating ourselves. And we're going to do that today.
Well, before I get to your tour dates and where you're going to be appearing, I do want to ask you about, just as an artist, when you hear your song, because I think God Bless the USA, it is kind of like our Christmas tunes, you know, they are, God Bless the USA is going to be with us forever. And you created it. And when you hear it being celebrated and played in support of politicians who are actually patriots too, when you hear it and you say, man, they're using my song, is it something that you go, oh man, well, you know, it's just old hat? Or does it ever get old, I guess, is my question.
No, it doesn't get old. I mean, the reason I wrote it was, to have something that I could have to say as an artist, as you pointed out, that something artistically I wanted to create the horizon for patriotism, and I accomplished that. And now that you talk about 40 years old on the song, I will sing it tonight again where I am here in Bass Pro in Missouri for Monster Celebration for Johnny Morris, who does so much good for soldiers and veterans and has such a wonderful, positive American image. I have a touring sponsor, ABC Supply, out of Beloit, Wisconsin. Again, a red, white, and blue conservative company that stands for the freedom that we have. I will always love hearing my song somewhere. And if a president wants to use it, that's fine. But it's not written for presidents. It's written for unity in our communities, in our citizens, in our military. I didn't even intend it to be a military anthem. Mm-hmm. But of course, the line on the song, "I won't forget the men who died," was purposely there to remember those who sacrificed. And as you probably know, or maybe don't know, my wife and I and my family were in France for 2 weeks. Fortunately, we got home before the outbreak of the riots. But I stopped in Normandy and I sang there. We laid a wreath why they sang the national anthem at Normandy, and then I sang for the 10,000 Americans that are buried there that gave their lives for freedom for another country. That's what people need to remember more than anything, and is the military sacrifice.
After four decades, it's still a song that can bring a tear to your eye for those who love the country. So, Lee Greenwood, you're on tour. What are your next stops, and where can folks check out the tour schedule?
Well, go to LeeGreenwood.com, first of all, and you see the tour schedule there. Click on the little icon, just tour schedule. We're at Bass Pro tonight. I'll be on the Grand Ole Opry tomorrow. We are taking a little break and going to our Florida home for a week, and then I'll be back in Geneva, Ohio, the following week. And, gosh, I can't remember all the dates that are coming up, but we're going to work a lot this year. And just, you know, trying to uplift the country.
Can't tell you what it means to me that you took some time out to share Independence Day with this audience. And I so appreciate your song and your other work as well. Ain't No Trick is one of my favorite tunes from back in the day. So look, man, I just got to tell you, I appreciate your patriotism, your love for this country. And Lee Greenwood, thank you for your time here on the Salcedo Show.
Oh, you're welcome, Chris. And big happy Independence Day to all your listeners. And just keep track, you know, be optimistic.
God's blessings. Thanks to Lee Greenwood for the visit on the Salcedo Show on AM 700 KSEV. A visit I'm so happy to bring you here on the Salcedo Storm podcast. That's going to do it for this edition, folks. Make sure you follow me at chrissalcedo.com. All of our social media hookups are there. You can also drop me an email and a voicemail. Also check out TexasScorecard.com. That's our partner here in getting out the podcast to as many folks in the great state of Texas and beyond as possible. They do great enterprising journalism at TexasScorecard.com. Stories that impact Texas, stories that impact our entire nation. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. We measure that worth by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
This is the smell of a warm 3-day-old egg salad sandwich in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag with new Fabuloso lemon scent.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Smell the difference? When life gives you stinky, get Hefty Ultra Strong with new Fabuloso Lemon Scent. It smells like clean, freshly picked lemons. So no matter what's inside your trash, you can stop the stink and smell the lemon.